teenagers to 70-year-olds, hand in hand, form a circle as they dance to the music of a live brass band. As the circle moves, the dance hall vibrates. Welcome to the Balkan Dance and Music Camp. It's 10 p.m. and the party is just getting started. As this band winds down, people make their way to the Kafana, a cafe which stays open throughout the night. Balkan food and drink, namely plum brandy, is plentiful. After all, this is a Balkan oasis in upstate New York. Alan Zemel is manning the grill. He's making cevapcici.
They are a mixture of pork, beef, and lamb with all sorts of spicing. It's the national fruit of Serbia.
Zemel has been a regular at the camp from the very beginning, 30 years ago. What brings him back? People like Dan Mullen.
We have this village that we create, and we just keep coming back to it over and over because it's the best part of our whole lives.
Mullen, a fishmonger from Pennsylvania, is of Irish heritage, but he's a Balkan dance aficionado.
I love the Greek, I love the Serbian, I love the Croatian, I love the Turkish. It's the movement, it's the thrill of being with other people doing the same thing.
Like Mullen, most campers come here every August to spend a week dancing and singing or playing instruments of the region. And then there's George Bradley, a professional magician who quickly points out he's different from other campers.
Let me just be clear. George Bradley does not go to any classes.
But George Bradley does have an important role. He sets up a cocktail hour every day at 5. His 21-year-old son and 18-year-old daughter have grown up in the camp, in what he calls the community. And Bradley, standing next to Mullen, says that's why he's here every year.
It truly is what the world should really be. And no exaggeration, no commercial.
Oh, I love that one.
It's a matter of fact.
I really love that one, George. The way the world should be.
It really is.
It really is.
For 1 week a year, this world, started by an ethnomusicologist, allows campers to sample over 40 folk music and dance classes of Greece, Romania, Bulgaria, Macedonia, or Serbia. If you're interested in the accordion, there's a late morning class. At the same time, 24 people are singing a Serbian love folk tune.
Okay, all of you feel better in the hierarchy?
Yes.
Ljubomir Živko, who teaches this popular class, lives in Serbia's capital, Belgrade. In the early days of the camp, teachers from the Balkans were rare. But after the fall of communism, some emigrated. And some come specifically to teach classes at the Iroquois Springs camp in Rock Hill each year. Živko says he thoroughly enjoys sharing his knowledge with his American students. After coming to the camp several times, he's no longer surprised by their enthusiasm.
Everyone here is extremely friendly, from kids to the elderly. They have a great appreciation of the Balkans and are eager to learn.
Nearby campers are trying their hand at the tapan, the two-headed drum.
I was two or three, I don't remember.
That was Stacy Sternberg's first time in the camp. She's 17, a part of the youth band here, where she plays the violin, and she teaches younger kids. For her, the energy of the Balkan music is irresistible.
It's almost impossible to not move when you're listening to it, because the beats are so strong, and then they have all these like funky melodies and all these interesting meters, and it's really cool. I really like it.
These melodies also attract newcomers every year. Among the several dozen this year is Michelle Weller, who felt a bit nervous about being a new kid in the camp. But with circle dancing, she says, it isn't difficult to quickly feel like a part of the community.
You're just doing something all together, and you're even if it's your first time, you can learn it the first time and become part of this smiling group of people that are just enjoying themselves and their company.
This group of people who have been enjoying themselves for a week will wrap things up today in true Balkan style. A lamb roast, and a party that will go into the wee hours of the morning. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ibra.
Thank you.